Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for the host of the program, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, of course, as we broadcast on this Thursday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. And of course, as Captain Matt does every top of the hour on this program, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there in the Third Watch right now, you're keeping America rolling along, and we salute you. Of course, the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, UPS drivers, and the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail all across the country right now in the overnight hours, and of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not leave out, of course, the Amazon warehouse workers, Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to go right back to the telephone lines here at the top of the hour with our very own Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Welcome, Denise.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, as Captain Matt always says every morning here on the program, when we say the pledge, he emphasizes those two words, under God, as our nation is founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, you know, just right before the top of the hour, we're talking a little bit about Ron DeSantis. I'm sure we'll probably talk more. But I wanted to get your take on this new economic pact that Russia and China seem to have gotten into. And I think one of the Chinese representatives saying that the relations now between Russia and China are on an unprecedented high, and that they're characterized by mutual respect and this kind of stuff. They're responding to challenges, you know, that's in the turbulent international arena. I mean, where is this going to go, do you think?
Well, it's not going to be good. First of all, they're going to the trade and through the economic pact, they're going to continue to push for the alternative to U.S. currency in trade. And that's going to hurt. The other piece is that both countries, especially Russia, are in financial trouble. China has kind of overextended itself, but Russia really has overextended itself. So I would expect there to be some other kinds of shenanigans that go on there. And I think that's, you know, China needs energy. Russia has it. And the bigger piece is that they will continue to collaborate to attack the West and go after countries that the United States also relies on, not just the West, but, I mean, countries like, you know, certainly in Africa. And they're going to work to rein in other regions, including Latin America, things in our own hemisphere. This is not a good place to be.
But the leadership vacuum is sort of allowing them to do this, or at least feel that they can move forward with something like this.
Well, they can. I mean, we are doing nothing, and we have a president in the National Security Council, and I would also argue the E-ring at the Pentagon that are not putting out any kind of stomping their feet and warnings like do something, including our own State Department. What's happening is way above the pay grade of the people that are in power today. With the right kind of leadership, the United States could go to all of our friends and allies, whoever they were at one point, and they're certainly not those today. And, you know, we could have put some very interesting pressure on countries for this not to happen. And we didn't. We did nothing. And the indication that we did nothing is the fact that, you know, you have the dissent letter that I think Michael McCaul over on the House side finally got to see about leaving Afghanistan. And that dissent letter was signed by people not only in the State Department, but also in CIA. Do not do this the way you're about to do this, and these are the reasons why. And so this White House operation chose to ignore the dissent letter. And the dissent letter was huge. So even if you had somebody in the Pentagon or somebody in the National Security Council, which I doubt, to fight back against what is happening with these rogue countries, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, soon to be more, I would argue, including the good guys, and that would be Brazil, so forth. We're not in a good place, and to fix all that is going to be a Herculean task.
Well, hopefully, I think our country's up to it, but of course, we got to have a new president for that. Denise Simon, hold the line real quick. We're going to be right back. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, we are back here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, this morning here on the Thursday edition of the program. A little Casey and the Sunshine Band bringing us back. And we have an awful lot more to talk about as we race through and rocket through this Thursday edition. And I want to tell you, first of all, that this portion of the program, before we get back to our conversation with Denise Simon, and this portion of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. That would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. All you have to do is go to their website, geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison. Put it in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or truck, and see what the comparison might be for the same type of insurance that you have right now, the same kind of coverage. In addition, if you have an ATV, a boat, an RV, a motorcycle maybe, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money on both. Now, where you really start to save big money, and that means big money, folks, this is when you bundle your house or your condo. Maybe you live in an apartment. You have insurance for that. Each one of these things, of course, has a different rate, but you put them all together. Pardon me. You put them all together, and you see what the price is going to be. And who knows? You just might find out how much money you're really going to save. Again, go to geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and do the cost comparison today. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Geico.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right, we do have a caller on the line. I think it's Backgammon Bob. Let's take a question here real quick. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. You're on with Denise Simon.
Hello, Denise.
Hey.
Just wanted to get your thoughts on DeSantis. Here are what I consider some of the pros that DeSantis has. He's a former governor. He was a congressman, military officer in Iraq as a lawyer. He went to Yale and Harvard as a law school. Very measured and analytical, calm, collected, forceful, follows through, keeps his promises. What's his major con? He's not Trump. That's the only con that I can come up with. And he has youth and experience on his side. All right, that's it.
All right, thank you so much, Backgammon Bob. What do you think, Denise?
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with any of that, but leave him alone. I don't. And if I have had him in my house right now, I'd say, dude, do not do this. Do not run for president. The one thing I'm a little disappointed in any of these Republican candidates is I haven't heard any of them say reduce the size of the government. The only one that got close was DeSantis when he said he would reconstitutionalize the dutiful parts of government and get rid of the administrative state. But 90% of the voting population doesn't even know what the administrative state is. DeSantis he's wicked smart. He knows the machinations of government, good and bad. So he knows what to do. But the administrative state is our unelected bureaucrats that give us all these regulations and all this other nonsense that we have that are destroying what is happening in this country. I find him to be really the perfect candidate, but I think the power, these candidates are not saying this, the size of government is too big, and the power, more power, needs to go back to the states as the founders designed. The only person that has said that in recent years is Reagan.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, DeSantis has, in fact, been leading some of these other Republican governors. There's something called the Republican Governors Association, which I think is the president of that is actually the governor of Mississippi this time. And so that's where they collaborate. And they also collaborate there for the benefit of their respective attorneys general, state attorneys general. So when you've got, you know, other states that are coming along, like, you know, Virginia's trying to turn itself around with Glenn Youngkin, this is all coming because they collaborate through the Republican Governors Association. But every one of those governors need to say they need to take their power back. And they need to and they not abuse it as we're seeing some of these other governors are doing, I would argue, in Pennsylvania, in Illinois, California, New York, and so forth. That needs to be said. We have to, with the spending that the federal government is doing, it increases the size of government.
Right. Well, you know, Denise, I don't mean to interrupt, but one of those things that you were just talking about, the idea of sending things back to the states, well, the Democrat Party elite, Democrat Party in general, they want to raise a red flag if anybody says anything like that, because they want actually the opposite. They want the all-knowing, all-powerful Mount Olympus government.
Kyle?
And if you... He's still there?
Yeah. Go ahead, Backgammon Bob.
I got one last word to say. Nullification.
Yep. Well, what do you think about that, Denise?
Well, and, you know, there's something out there called the Tenth Amendment Society, I think it's called. And, you know, they look at all these issues very closely. But state legislatures used to be pretty smart and savvy. And all you have to do now is look at some of the state legislatures that are out there. Minnesota comes to mind. I mean, what happened to that poor state? I mean, it used to be, you know, a pretty grounded state, and it actually is just as bad, if not worse, than the Californias and the Pennsylvanias and whatnot. So these state legislatures need to be educated, and there needs to be kind of a train tour, a bus tour to, you know, kind of rein these people in.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, Denise, it seems to me, I mean, we've been talking about DeSantis all morning here on the program as we've been going through the different segments. And, you know, what I'm hearing from people, it just seems to be that, yes, we love DeSantis, but no, we don't want him to run for president. Can you imagine being such a successful governor that that, you know, ultimately people don't want you to go.
We want to keep them.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I mean, this is a very interesting sort of a thing. And what do you think now? Of course, you've got Trump, you've got DeSantis. They're both declared. They're both would be, I guess, favorite sons. I mean, Trump is from New York primarily, but he now lives in Florida. So now you got two favorite sons. And how do you pick? I mean, it's like a Solomon kind of question.
Well, I don't know what DeSantis knows, but I suspect that I'm not going to underestimate the man, because he's wicked smart, as I said. He's pretty savvy. But what is bubbling beneath the surface here is that the left, including the Department of Justice and New York, are still in earnest going after Trump. And Trump's lawyers have actually requested a meeting with Garland himself. And I think that meeting has been granted for sometime next week. That generally means that they know something is coming, or they've been told something is coming against Trump, and they're going to go to try and mitigate that. Now, whether that is the Mar-a-Lago case, whether that is the Georgia Fulton County case, I don't know.
Right.
But
it's something. Yeah.
Yes. And I will tell you that the left is never not going to stop going after Trump. They're going to keep picking and picking and picking. They told us that, and we're seeing it today. I mean, two impeachments and all these other things, didn't stop Trump. He's got a spine of steel. But so does DeSantis. And actually, I think Tim Scott does, too. I mean, you know, just given his life,
right.
You know, he's come out on top. So it's going to get nasty, but I don't think the nastiness is really going to be so much between Trump and DeSantis as it is the left going after Trump and DeSantis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was on Twitter last night, you know, trying to wind my way through the whole Twitter Spaces thing. And the things that I saw on there, they're generally pretty bad. But the things I saw on there last night were just so disgustingly outrageous, including those that were only Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's disturbing. And DeSantis is kind of working his way above the fray. You know, he's not going to call people names.
Yep.
He's not going to get into that gutter. He's going to stay the course.
All right. Well, everybody, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Thank you, Denise. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right.
Take care.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Please do stay right there. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Donald Trump is leading in the GOP primaries among right-leaning voters. A poll by Quinnipiac University shows Republican voter support for the former president currently at 56% nationwide. That puts him 31 points ahead of Florida governor and runner-up candidate Ron DeSantis, who officially announced his candidacy Wednesday.
And our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob. I don't think it has to be this way.
The Republican made the initial announcement on Twitter. The announcement tripped up a bit due to some early technical problems. And House Republicans have passed a resolution to overturn President Biden's student debt relief plan. The measure passed with two Democrats joining in support of the move. The White House says President Biden would veto the measure if it made its way to his desk. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, indeedy. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we roll across your radio dial in the overnights here this morning. Call-in number is 1-877-969-8600, 1-877-969-8600. We do have a couple of callers holding on the line, and we're going to get to them here in just a moment. They are patiently waiting. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. As you know, listeners to the show know that Captain Matt Bruce tells all the listeners about the good people at MyPillow, the amazing products that they have to offer. You've got the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, and that's just to name a few of all the great things you're going to find over at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, and you want to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's the promo code CAPTAIN, and you can be like me and the professor's family. We all sleep on a MyPillow, and of course, Mrs. Professor and I both have the slippers. They were gifts going back and forth to one another. So we also sleep on the Giza sheets as well, and we love them. We sleep on them every night. We love the towel sets as well, and right now, you can save 50%, that's 50% on the MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets. They're as low as $29.98 with your promo code CAPTAIN. How about slippers, sandals, and sliders? Now as low as $19.95 with your promo code, which is altogether now CAPTAIN. That's right. So go to MyPillow.com, check out the great products. And if you don't want to go online and make a purchase, you can dial up a real person. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. 1-800-641-5459. And be sure again to use the promo code. That's Captain. You'll get the deep discounts and save a bundle. Once again, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Captain. All right, well, we're going to go to caller number one here. That is Aaron in Denver, listening on 710 KNUS. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Professor Politics?
I'm doing great this morning.
That's good. Yeah, I just want to say, you know, Trump is like Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then you got Ron DeSantis. He's Luke, trying to learn the ways of the Force.
Okay.
He wants to get in there, you know, trying to learn. And the thing is, so this campaign, I don't think, you know, I mean, you got Trump calling Ron DeSantis. I don't think it's going to get too rowdy with Trump. All the candidates, I mean, you got Nikki there, and she worked under Trump and all that stuff. I think it's going to be pretty civil, even though when you read the history of campaigns in the past, and these campaigns were going on way before I was born or you were born. So, I mean, and they got pretty nasty, pretty vicious, and pretty nasty. But I think this campaign on this side will be competitive, but not too vicious
I hope not. I hope not, because that just tears everything apart. I mean, there's a way to sharpen your claws in a campaign or a primary, but if it starts destroying the ability for the GOP to have a coherent message and allows the Democrats to get even more powerful, again, the Force analogy, they could become more powerful than we could possibly imagine, right?
Well, Darth Vader said, it's all about the power. You know, that's
exactly.
Darth Vader, and he was right. but the thing is, though, in closing, what I want to say about this thing is that Ron DeSantis just took a page from Trump, because 60 Minutes did a good report about Trump and his team about Twitter and how they got the message out there when he was running in 2016. So it makes sense that, you know, Ron DeSantis is learning from the master. But anyway, Professor Politics, adios.
Adios. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron in Denver, listening on 710 KNUS. Well, let's go right now to another caller who's holding patiently on the line, and that's Jack in Florida. And he wants to make some comments about Ron DeSantis. Good morning, Jack. You're on the program.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm probably a little bit of an outlier Republican. I am a Republican, but I think we should take a closer look at Asa Hutchinson, because, I mean, we're going to have problems with Trump getting elected. I mean, I'm not really for Trump. And DeSantis concerns me, too, because of his he attacks our freedoms. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, he doesn't let Disney make free speech, and, you know, he's after them, and he's, book bans and abortion bans. And, again, I know I'm an outlier on that, but you got to remember 70% of the American people don't like these total bans on abortion. You know, they got another opinion there.
Right. He had a 6-week ban on abortion.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I mean, what do you do with a 12-year-old who's been raped and doesn't even know she's pregnant at 6 weeks? I mean, you know, I got a problem with that. And yeah, I mean, it seems like most of the Americans want they're okay with some bans, but they want it much later. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'd like your opinion on Asa Hutchinson. I think he's a pretty solid guy.
Well, so. I appreciate, you know, your idea of what I might think about Hutchinson. But, of course, just briefly, I think it's important to know that we've got Ron DeSantis, of course. He's been having an issue with Disney, I think primarily because Disney sort of waded into the political realm, just like some of these other companies. And so, you know, and I think that he's trying to sort of push back against that. But in terms of other bands and so forth, I know that he's been trying to make sure that CRT isn't part of the regular curriculum, because it seems, again, to go against the basic notions of U.S. history as we all understand it. But I understand, you know, what you're thinking about DeSantis. It'll be interesting to see if he's able to address some of these issues during the campaign, because obviously he wants to get as many people to vote for him as he can.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But, you know, he's kind of committed now. I mean, he's made it pretty clear where he stands. And he also seems to be so afraid of the media, like all politicians now. You know, he won't have press conferences. He won't answer questions. And I don't know. He comes across as a very angry man.
We'll see how it all transpires. But I appreciate you calling very much. We do have another caller hanging on the line. But Jack, I think is this a first time call to this program?
I think I called one time before.
Okay, cool. Well, definitely call up anytime. Glad to hear from you this morning.
Well, I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. All right, that was Jack in Florida, everybody, and let's go back over here to the telephone line and see who we've got here holding on line number one. Good morning, caller. You're on the program.
Yes, good morning, Kyle. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel. Check this out now. Donald Trump stands out as the one with the most experience as a former president, with a sizable lead over Ron DeSantis. Now, he is prepared to hit the ground running. My vision for 2024 is Trump president, Vice President Mike Pompeo. Trump should appoint DeSantis to clean house and head up the FBI or become the U.S. Attorney General. Either one, DeSantis will do a great job. President Trump, do not make the crucial mistake you made during your presidency, like failing to fire all of the Obama holdovers. You remember that, Mr. Trump? That was a nightmare. Who were leaking your strategy to the left-wing media. Now, we need president who will gut every department and replace them with loyal conservatives. All conservative presidential candidates should be given high rankings, cabinet jobs. So I'm saying every person that is running for the conservative appointment as president should be looked at and given high-ranking jobs, because we have a nice panel, very smart panel of people that is running for president of the United States.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's the difference between the Democrats, right? The GOP has a deep bench, you know, of people.
DeSantis will wipe them out, Kyle. I mean, we need him as the head of the FBI, the CIA, or whatever, or Attorney General. DeSantis will take charge and he will move forward. DeSantis' time is in 2032. Pompeo, 2028. That's the way I see it. Thank you very much, Kyle.
All right. Thank you, Elliot. Thanks for calling. All right. Always good to hear from Elliot. But I'll tell you what, this whole thing of DeSantis running, there does seem to be this consensus that people want him to run later on. I think I've got that right. But he's in it. I think he's in it to win it. I don't think you're going to tell him any different at this point. Ron DeSantis puts his hat in the ring, and we're going to be right back, and we'll put our hat in the ring next segment. Stay right there. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
That's exactly right. And we are continuing to race through and rocket through the Captain's America Third Watch radio program this morning, folks. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And we have an awful lot more to talk about as we head through the program this morning in just a few moments. We're going to be speaking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And, of course, we're broadcasting here from the Moss Family Automotive Studios. And we want to tell you as well that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And that will include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've also got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. And that's on State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship location is, of course, located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. And don't forget, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. All right, let's go right over to the telephone lines. Without further ado, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. How are you doing on this wonderful Thursday morning? Of course, I've asked just about every other person who's called the program or been a guest. I got to ask you, what do you think about the DeSantis development?
Oh, I mean, I was kind of telegraphed to some degree. Everybody kind of knew it was coming at some point in time. I like the line that kind of broke the internet with the announcement. The thing I talked about this past week on my podcast, and I will talk about on my radio show this past weekend as well, is, you want to make changes. You know, Republican Party should do it all together, all out all together when it comes to campaigning. We had a rule back when we were in college. We had positions in my fraternity where we're, different people were running for, and you weren't allowed to say anything nasty or mean or degrading about another one of your classmates, another one of your brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of these Republicans that is put their name in the hat and looking to run, they all have excellent attributes. So why not go up there? Why not, rather than, turn it into a name-calling fest and turning into something childish, just go up there and present what you want to do and let the people decide that way. I can't stand this nonsense. I know the media loves it with, one-liners and trying to destroy somebody in a way that was eerily reminiscent to the playground back when you were, like, in first or second grade. It doesn't make any sense to me. The attacks that are coming in, in my opinion, the Trump ads right now are so patently ridiculous and stupid, going after DeSantis based upon the ideas you're going to have to reform Social Security and Medicare. Somebody's got to do it. This is the one thing that the Trump supporters don't really seem to realize at this point in time, is that Joe Biden and Donald Trump have the exact same position on entitlements, which is do nothing. True leaders don't skirt. They don't do nothing. They do something to help solve a problem. And it's a massive problem. We're talking right now, we got these debt ceiling debates that are going on. That's discretionary spending. And quite frankly, it's small potatoes compared to the real issues that we have, which is entitlements. And choosing to ignore it is no way to handle it. And, that's what Trump is deciding to do. And this is his line of attack. I'm more interested in what you're planning on doing about this problem.
Well, I think you're exactly right about that. And certainly, I mean, that's like, it's not just an elephant in the room, but it's an elephant that they're trying to make sure that they're trying to drape things over it so you don't know what's in the room, I guess. But, you talked about the debt ceiling. And one of the things that I find kind of distasteful, especially from the Democrat side, is that they are milking this thing. It's going to be Armageddon. It's coming up, and this is going to have, it's going to be a catastrophe when they know it's going to get raised. But what I'm hoping they see, Chris, is that there's this new CNN poll out there saying that 60% of Americans actually do want some spending cuts. So do you think that's going to move the needle, or do you think that the Democrats will just keep going up to the very end of, the last day of this thing?
Yeah, and again, I haven't seen that poll yet, and polls can sometimes be misleading. I'm curious to see what the other 40% out there are thinking, that what we should continue to still pile on debt.
Right, I think so.
I mean, I always thought of that. I said, what is, and it shows you just how large of a swath of idiots exist in this country, where you're going to continue to spend money that we do not have. And understanding that, that the interest on our national debt in a very short period of time is going to exceed what we spend on defense. I mean, people, we start living within our own means. We cut down on all of the billions of dollars in interest payments. That will allow us to do a hell of a lot more. It's getting to the point where it's nonsensical.
Well, exactly right. And of course, I think the Biden administration and the Democrat Party elite in general, they see it as a bread and circuses approach. Right, to many people out there, to say, well, the Democrats keep giving us stuff. And they don't even care if I don't do anything at all. I never have to go to work. I don't have to do anything to receive benefits. I just have to receive benefits. And that's free votes.
I haven't heard one cogent argument in regards to work requirements for people that are able-bodied and without dependents. They keep going back, oh, it's going to hurt children. I said, there's no children in this equation. These are able-bodied people without dependents. You understand what without dependents means. Then obviously they don't. But again, you know, the goal, in my opinion, of every single welfare program out there should be to help get people off welfare and to make them not dependent upon their fellow citizens. And again, you know, I think that's a human thing. I think that you destroy the human spirit when you get them addicted to drugs or you get them addicted to handouts and giveaways. Same thing.
Well, exactly right, because there is a pride. There is a dignity to being able to say, I earned this. I earned a paycheck. And then when you go spend that money, you know, guess what? You spend it a lot more sparingly because you know how hard it was to actually obtain it. But when I guess the perception is, well, the government just has money. It's just, or it's going to increase taxes on the rich, right? And make sure that the rich are paying their fair share. I don't know. Do you think in 100 years, Chris, we could have the same conversation and the rich still wouldn't be paying their fair share, quote unquote?
Well, you know, I always talk about fair share. I always ask people to define it. You know, what is someone's fair share? And I said, there's different ways to measure it. To me, the most important thing in the entire world is time. So why not measure fair share in time? So how many months out of the year should I be allowed to keep for myself? And how much should I have to give to my fellow citizens and give to the government? And, you know, look at it in those terms. And when you're seeing that many people in this country are, you know, so far we're in the month of May, still haven't started making any money for themselves. Which the money that we've made, we're giving it to the government because we pay more than 50% on taxes over the course of the year. I mean, that's the reality there in certain areas of this country. And you also want to consider the perpetual state of taxes that we're all in, the embedded taxes that are in certain products, you know, property taxes, sales taxes. You know, we're constantly paying taxes.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You know, we've got a caller on the line, Chris. Why don't we take a quick question here on the program this morning? Good morning, caller. You have a question for Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street?
Yes, Backgammon Bob again. Just wanted to say most of this administration and these people are what I call drunk on empathy. They're so concerned about empathy and stuff for people that they are making silly, nonsensical decisions. We need to either delete and purge a lot of these agencies and the people in them and totally redo them. That's it. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Backgammon Bob. What do you think, Chris?
I think I somewhat agree, but I'm going to throw another little caveat there. It's a different kind of empathy. You're not an empathy for your fellow human being. And again, if I had this conversation with very wealthy people on the left that I have as clients, they look at human beings as almost like rescue pets to some degree. They just have a belief that there's a certain class down there, very classist. They're just not smart. They're never going to be able to make it. And it's their duty to take care of them. You know, like I said, like rescue pets, they don't expect anything more. They don't pay the higher taxes, you know, to keep these people away from my lawn and away from my situation. That's what they believe in.
Yeah, it's a very, very different perspective you're outlining there, and you're right on the money. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website, right?
You got it.
Thank you, Chris. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Cool.
Take care of you. Take care. All right. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Folks, we are coming right back here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Top of the hour news is next, and we'll be right back after this. Kyle Warren for Captain Matt Bruce.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extend.